we'd have to talk about fake news. There are a lot of people emailing me, kelly@640toronto.com, on a daily basis that, you know, I feel like I don't know if I have enough time to talk these people off the ledge, because clearly they're facts. They're not getting them from a credible source. That's a big problem. Fake news on social media. The federal government is considering introducing legislation to make it an offense to knowingly spread misinformation that could harm people. This is according to the Privy Council President, Dominic LeBlanc. Here to talk about that, Canadian Research Chair in Health and Law Policy, Professor Timothy Caulfield. Welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me on, Kelly.
So how important is legislation like this?
Look, I've been fighting health misinformation for decades. You know, I feel really passionate that this is a huge issue, and I've never seen anything like we've seen over the past couple months in the context of COVID-19. There's misinformation everywhere, and it's incredibly harmful. It really is incredibly harmful on a number of levels. However, you know, creating a law that is precise enough to just get after the bad stuff is going to be really, really tough in a liberal democracy. I'm really concerned about misinformation, but I'm also, you know, a huge supporter of freedom of expression. So I like the sentiment. I like that the federal government is thinking about doing this, thinking about tackling the spread of misinformation, not just in the context of COVID-19, but more broadly. But how are we going to craft a law that really works, right, that isn't too much of an overreach? It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the British government has set up a rapid response team because they're trying to do the same thing to correct false information circulating online. They've actually launched a fact-checking site called Infotagen, which is a catchy little name. But I wonder, you know, is this only going to be helpful for people who are already, you know, suspicious and looking at things sideways, knowing that just because you read it, it doesn't mean it's true?
This is one of the big challenges because, you know, the World Health Organization also has a great website. It's called the Mythbuster website, and they've got great infographics that people can share. I recommend people go to that website. But if you don't trust the World Health Organization, if you think it's part of the conspiracy, then you're not going to go there, right? So that's one of the challenges. You know, how do you get the information out to everyone, and how do you get everyone to take action? So fighting misinformation is going to require both the use of a wide range of regulatory tools. So I would like to see the federal government, you know, crack down on these individuals who are providing bogus cures and marketing, you know, bogus ways to boost your immune system. I'd like to see more of the scientific community getting online and, you know, getting the good information out there. You know, we got to use creative communication strategies. So it's a huge challenge. I'm glad the federal government's looking at it, but how are they going to do it in a way that doesn't infringe freedom of expression? It's going to be a challenge, and I can guarantee there'll be a charter challenge if they do this.
What's the difference between freedom of expression, because you brought that up twice now, and freedom of speech?
It really is covered under Section 2 of our Charter, and it's really the same thing. It's sort of any form of communication. And in Canada, it's a pretty broad definition, right? So for sure what they're talking about is, stopping some form of expression, right? You know, whether it's like complete nonsense, it's still a form of expression, and I don't like it out there. So how are you going to craft a law that's going to allow that to happen, you know, to stop that very particular stuff?
You mentioned misinformation. You know, we've got about 2 minutes left because we've got to get to the Prime Minister as he updates the nation on the COVID response. But Timothy, before I let you go, can you highlight some of the fake news and conspiracy theories that have been debunked that you've heard so we can put it to rest? Maybe a couple of the ones that are just definitely not true.
Yeah, 2 minutes, not enough time, right? So, but I'll tell you, you know, the 5G thing, a recent one, complete nonsense. The idea that you should be drinking, you know, bleach or cow urine, all these other kinds of crazy things, not true, obviously. One of the broad ones I find frustrating is this idea that you can boost your immune system. Yes, you want to live a healthy lifestyle, get a good night's sleep, eat well. That's important. But you can't magically boost your immune system. Well, the reason I think that is so important, as we're finding from our own research, is that phrase is used to market a whole bunch of bogus stuff, you know. So my advice: think before you share online and go to trusted sources.
One of the things that drove me crazy, and I actually asked somebody to stop sharing something. They sent me something. I said, "There's, you know, this can't be right." Is the fact that, you know, people have been spreading this around that COVID-19 it's not as active if it's over 27 degrees. And I said, your body runs at 36.5 and we are the perfect hosts. That's an impossibility.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, the World Health Organization has an infographic on that exact thing that people can get online and share. That's, you know, that's misinformation. That's also sort of fueled the idea of the blow dryer up the nose. Have you heard that one, right? That you can kill.
No.
It's.
What do you mean blow jar up the nose?
So yeah, go to the.
You can't just leave us hanging. What's a blow jar and why is it going up someone's nose?
A blow dryer up the nose.
Oh.
A blow dryer
up the nose.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill it with the heat. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, some of these things, common sense will tell you that's just not going to work. It's never a good idea. Timothy, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.
All right. That is Timothy Caulfield. And, you know, he's a famous debunker. Took on Gwyneth Paltrow. And I guess she's probably not so happy with him.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.